Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Okay, we're here for this week's edition of Inside Jag Nation, the official podcast of South Alabama Athletics. And our guest this week is outside hitter from the volleyball team, Michelle Daniel. Michelle, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Prior to the Jaguars opening their season this weekend, we're going to sit down with Michelle, who is entering her final year as a Jaguar. And first off, the news came out yesterday, your name preseason All Sun Belt Conference. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
How did you find out about the news?
I actually found out because one of my teammates posted our, ratings for the season, and I looked on the website and found out I was preseason All Conference.
What's your reaction when you see something like that? Does it affect you in any way?
Obviously, it's a really great accomplishment, but I think at the end of the day, I just want the team to get a Sun Belt championship. So it's really nice to get that acknowledgement, but at the end of the day, I just want the whole team to do good. That's my priority.
So entering your fourth year here, can you believe that, like, this is it and that you're coming to your senior season and this will be the last year of collegiate volleyball that you play?
Yes, it's kind of scary because from freshman year, you never think your senior year or being an upperclassman will ever come around because it seems so far away. But then it just comes around with a flick of your fingers and you're here in your final year and you just want to do your best you can for the team and yourself.
Do you feel like as it's gotten closer and you've gone through this last preseason camp and now that the season is upon us, you feel like you have any different emotions as you go into this year, or is it all kind of the same because you have that goal at the end of the year, that winning a Sun Belt championship that I'm sure hasn't changed since day one?
Yeah, obviously that's been our goal since day one, but I think it's maybe more of a need to try and actually get it this time, so being more desperate to actually achieve that goal, because I know after this, that's it. So,
knowing that this is it, have you done anything different, whether this summer, this preseason camp, to try and get yourself ready for your senior year?
This summer, me, myself, and the other captains worked really hard to come up with practice plans for the rest of the team so that we're ready once preseason came around, that we didn't have to work on anything. We can just work on our team chemistry and with the coaches rather than developing skills. So I think the hard work we put in the weight room and in the gym this summer really has been showing since we've been practicing in the gym.
So all of you came back in that first week of August and you started practice the first weekend, before classes even started. Tell us what, like, a typical day of preseason camp is like for you and the rest of the team.
A typical day would be waking up for breakfast around 7 o'clock, then going to the training room, practicing in the morning, going to get some lunch. We maybe would have, like, an hour break or so, and then we would have a team meeting, whether it would be talking about team chemistry or watching film, and then we'll have practice again after that, and then we would have dinner.
At that point where you have no classes and it's just all volleyball, is it easier for you to focus at that point, or are the days so long that it kind of seems like a grind? How do you guys approach it?
Our preseason wasn't actually as long this year because we started like a week later. So we had one full week of just volleyball, and then the next week we had classes, but we still had to have two practices a day. So I would wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning or even earlier to go to practice to the weight room, training room, and then practice at 6 a.m. in the morning right before class. People would have class and practice in the afternoon again. So I think last week that was kind of, the last 2 weeks might have been a bit tough for some people, but I don't have many classes, so it didn't really affect me much.
Yeah, I believe that's called the advantages of being a senior with most of your degree work done. Now, sort of the same type of question, but more leading into this weekend, what's a typical match day like for you? What do you do? How do you prepare for a match? And you know, particularly as it gets closer and you get to the gym, what are some of the things you do to focus on the upcoming competition?
Okay, our usual day would maybe wake up in the morning, eat breakfast. Usually we have film in the morning, so we look at our opponents and see what they do. That's usually what we do during the actual season rather than like pre-season tournaments. And then we'll have a practice in the morning. It wouldn't be too intense. It will be kind of more like seven passing, then get some lunch. Then we'll kind of meet as a team sometimes and see what our goals are for the game and just go over the team and opponents. And then we have like some snack or some food right before the game, play the game, and then after we just reflect on how we did.
Were you like in that lead up before you go out to warm up, before any stretching or any of the physical preparation, is there something, do you listen to music, do you listen to a speaker, are you all just quiet and focused? How do you handle it personally?
We usually just listen to music as a team in the locker room, and also I personally normally go over my notes and what we want to do for the opponent, so it's fresh in my mind, and maybe visualize so I'm mentally prepared for the game, because mental preparation is a huge part of volleyball.
So during that week of preseason, you guys, like some other programs, went on a retreat where you kind of got away and did some different things. Tell us about that experience and some of the things you did away from the volleyball court to get ready for this fall.
The team retreat was really good. We went to Florida and we went to the forest and did a low ropes course. So that was a lot on team building. So we split into two groups and did two team building exercises. So it consisted of trying to see how many people we can balance on a piece of wood, trying to get people through like gaps and holes, but we had to come up with a strategy and work as a team. So I think that really helped us connect. And also we had a big like meeting too, so we could talk about other things away from volleyball. And I think that really helped build trust and communication and a bit more of like emotional connections with players and also the coaches.
Describe for our listeners what Coach Hendrahovsky's like, you know, not just during a match, but, you know, during the day when you might stop by the office and visit her and the assistants, and what's it like to play for her?
Yeah, I really like Coach Amy. I really like her. She's always really friendly when we pass by an office or if you see her around campus. That was mainly one of the reasons why I chose South compared to other colleges. Like, the coaches were really interested, not only in my volleyball, but outside my family and other aspects other than volleyball. And I think that really helped create that JAG family kind of feeling for me. And that's why I like it so much here.
So factually, statistically, we can tell our listeners that you've got about 1,200 kills in three seasons, 40 double-doubles. You rank among the all-time leaders in school history in both categories. Almost in the top 10 in digs. You need 14 this season to accomplish that as well. When you look back and hear these big numbers and think about the, you know, kind of your standing in program history, did you think that you could achieve these types of things when you first arrived here?
No, not at all. I didn't think I was coming in. I didn't even expect to start at first. And when I was first recruited, they just wanted me to play front row. And then we had some like different situations that happened freshman year, and suddenly they put me back row. So that was kind of scary. It took me a while to get used to, but now I'm used to it. So yeah, I definitely didn't expect to achieve all those accomplishments coming here, because I knew it was so much more competitive coming into America rather than back home in Great Britain. So
we acknowledge the preseason honor, but postseason, the more important team to make, you've been all Sunbelt all 3 years. You're also named the Sunbelt Freshman of the Year back in 2013. When you look back heading in your final season, what are you most proud of so far of what you've accomplished here?
I would say I'm most... That's a good question. I think I'm most proud of maybe my freshman year, because I didn't expect to achieve all that, like all freshman and all conference. So, and I didn't really have that much confidence in myself freshman year, playing back row and front row. And then suddenly I got all those accomplishments, so that was really nice to get. I think that helped me in the upcoming years to achieve what I have achieved so far.
So I think it's fairly well known that if there was to be considered a national sport in England and Great Britain, it would seem to be soccer, not volleyball. How did you get into the sport? What led you down this path?
My high school, for some reason, was really big in volleyball. The sport education coach that was there, he actually loved volleyball, and that's one of the only reasons why volleyball was played at my school. And there was actually a guy that was really good at volleyball, and he actually made it to the 2012 Olympics, and I saw him grow from being a freshman in high school to being a senior, and he just inspired me, and I really wanted to be like him, and he finally did make it to the Olympics, so I just wanted to carry on doing that, and I was chosen for the national team back home, and that helped me too. So it was a lot of travelling because volleyball isn't as popular there, but it was successful at the end. I made it to America, and that was my main goal.
Which leads exactly into the next question I was going to ask. Well done by you. You've played for the national team. You were in the program for the selection of the team that competed for the 2012 Olympics. Tell listeners, what's it like to compete for your country in international competition?
Yeah, it was really good. I actually got asked to play this summer for the national team, but I couldn't go there because I was working on getting ready for this season. But it was just an issue because the funding's gone since Olympic 2012, so being like a senior in volleyball right now in England, it's kind of tough. That's why I initially came to the US to play.
How much volleyball did you watch during the Olympic coverage for the games that just finished up?
I watched as much as I could in between volleyball practice and meetings.
Both men and women, I take it?
Yes, both men and women.
And how did you fit beach volleyball into the scheduler? Because we don't sponsor that sport. Did you maybe not watch as much of that?
I actually did follow Kerry Walsh and April Ross quite a bit playing beach volleyball because I played at night, so I didn't have any practice then, so I enjoyed watching those games.
You know, looking forward beyond the senior season, you know, it's 4 years from the next Olympic cycle. Is that something that you hope after graduation that you'll still find a way to compete and hopefully get on a team and to qualify Great Britain for those games?
We don't actually have like a national team really present at the moment for that because we lost all our funding since Olympic 2012. But I hope to play professional somewhere in Europe for a year or so.
Well, Michelle, we appreciate the time today. As we come up here in the final minutes, I just wanted to ask you some quick answer personal questions, if you don't mind. You know, first off, outside of volleyball, what's your favorite sport?
Netball is actually a sport in England, but most Americans don't know it. It's kind of similar to basketball, where it have like a post on either side of the court, but it just doesn't have a backboard. And you can't go everywhere on the court, so you have to stay in your certain positions. I used to play defense, so that was interesting.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
The best athletic event would probably be the Olympics. I watched the Great Britain team, the women's team play. I think it might have been Austria in London 2012, and that was a really great atmosphere to watch.
You know, when you were home in those games outside of all, did you do a lot of events in terms of watching and as a fan, or was it really just concentrating on volleyball back then?
I actually got nominated as part of the London 2012 Olympic Ambition Program. So the head coaches from each sport in the Olympics, they nominated potential players that they saw could develop in the future, and I was nominated as one of those. So all those athletes were together, and they just went around different events. I watched badminton too and walked around the Olympic Park, so we got to experience that and got a lot of Great Britain kit too.
In the future, you know, what sporting event have you not been to that you really want to attend?
I would say the 100-meter final in the Olympics and watch Usain Bolt, but now that his career is over, I don't think that's possible anymore.
Well, you could still make it to an Olympics and watch someone run the 100, I would guess.
That's true.
Where would you go on a dream vacation?
I think my dream vacation would be somewhere in the Caribbean because my dad's from the Caribbean and I love that place. So,
what's your favorite movie?
I actually don't have a favourite movie. I don't really watch that much TV, so I like a lot of romantic comedies kind of movies.
Favourite book?
I don't really read books. I don't really have much time for that. I normally just stay on playing sport and being active.
I don't think you're supposed to admit that you're in college and don't read a lot.
I mean, I read my textbooks for class, but I don't actually read books in my spare time.
Do you have a favorite musical artist?
Not particularly, no.
I guess maybe if you start listening to music pregame, you might find you come across one.
I like all sorts of music, but not really country music. I like more like techno and pop music, I would say.
So down the line, when they make the Michelle Daniel movie, who's going to play Michelle Daniel in that film?
Some people say I look like Selena Gomez. So yeah, I guess she'll play me.
You sound like you're questioning it, like you're not quite sure that's the right answer.
I know, people around campus told me I look like her, so that's why I said it.
Well, Michelle, we appreciate the time today. Thanks so much. Good luck this coming season. Jaguar Volleyball will open at the Marriott Invitational hosted by Samford. Matches on Friday and Saturday against Indiana State, Nicholls State, and Samford. And host the Jaguar Invitational September 2nd, September 3rd at Jag Gym. So volleyball season opens this weekend. Again, thanks to Michelle Daniel for being our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!